This is the VOA Special English Education Report. 26,000 foreign exchange students are in American high schools this year. A few days ago, we asked four teenagers who arrived in August to discuss their experience so far. All but one are attending public schools in Fairfax County, Virginia, outside Washington. Johanna is from Germany.
The biggest difference for me is the relationship to the teachers, because here the teachers are more friends, and in Germany they are more like parents and strict and stuff like that.
Another difference? In American high schools, the students are usually the ones who change rooms. Johanna and Daniel come from schools where the teachers change classrooms.
And in Austria, it's more like you have all classes together with the same group of people. And so you're really good friends with like all the people you're in class with, because you know them since like 4 years and you have all classes together with them.
Hunde from Turkey is living with a host family in Denver, Colorado. She says students in Turkish schools have less choice.
You cannot choose your own classes, and you don't have to have the right to like drop out of one of them.
She says Turkish schools are also more formal.
When a teacher comes into the class, you have to stand up and like greet the teacher, and like we have this like he or she says good morning or good afternoon or something like that, and you all as a class you answer and stuff like that. So we don't do this in class here.
How does the education compare? Hunde is in three advanced placement classes, which are meant to prepare students for college.
The courses are really hard and they really force you to learn. But the regular classes, their level is lower than in Turkey.
Rosa is from a country where high school is 5 years, not four like in America.
In Italy, we go to school only during the morning and just for, like, for lessons. And Italian schools doesn't have, like, other activities. And whatever we want to do, it's outside the school or on our own, or like with private schools or association, like outside.
On the other hand, she says, having to go elsewhere for activities is not necessarily a bad thing.
We in Italy, or in Europe, I think, we have a more free environment, if I can say this, because we are in touch with a lot of different things that are outside the school. It's like American school could be a protective box.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. To learn more about high school exchange programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm Bob Doty.